If you're looking for Pokemon-style Etsy items, Pokemon Pop figures, and so much more, check out the PokeDepartmentStore.com. That's PokeDepStore.com for all your Pokemon needs.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
What is up, everyone? It's me, the Pokemon Cave. And somebody has finally actually come back. They're not being a loner anymore. Bambi's back.
I was gone for 1 week.
1 week. 1 week was all enough. I mean, I haven't seen any hate mail lately, but, you know, there's probably going to be some interesting mail of, where did the female go?
They'll be fine.
They get very confused. Some listeners are very, very confused. Of course, last week, as we're recording this, it's actually the day of, but as of this is coming out, last week, of course, we did not have an episode of the Poke Cave After Dark at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Rest assured, there will be an episode tonight, so stay tuned for that. We're talking how about food or restaurants and food industries lie to us about advertisement and what's actually in the product. Go figure. But first, to some Pokemon content. So as we're recording this, it's been, what, a couple days now where the Pikachu Van Gogh, merchandise came out. Not just a card, but there was prints and plushies, and I think I even saw a coffee mug at one point.
Maybe a plate as well.
A plate, yeah, because why not, right? Now, from what I gather, you could get these things from one of two places, either a art museum in Amsterdam or on Pokemon Center.
Mm-hmm.
Although I didn't see any advertisement for that on the Pokemon Center Canada site.
The U.S. site crashed within seconds.
No doubt, yeah.
It always now, does.
Yeah. What pisses me off, though, is that scalpers will be scalpers. Are we surprised? So the cards in particular are free, absolutely free. All you have to do is make a purchase, not even a minimum dollar purchase kind of thing, just a purchase. You could buy, like if you could, you could buy a single freaking pack, like a blister. There you go. Boom. You got the Pikachu. So it's a free item. And technically, I guess it's only worth whatever you spent. So if you spent $20, it's technically worth, what, $20? It's a free item. However, people are posting on Instagram of screenshots of eBay in particular, usually eBay because people are stupid on eBay. It started off within the last couple of days of someone was scrolling through. People were selling them for upwards of $1,000 each, minimum $500-$600. Now, within a day or two, the prices have magically dropped down to a couple hundred dollars, you know, two, three, some of them $400. And people are telling others, hold on, don't buy it now. It's going to drop to about $100 or less within the next few days or a week, which again, why? Like, why? Why are you trying to charge hundreds of dollars for a free promotional item, other than the fact of trying to get rich quick?
No, that's just exactly what happened with the Santa Cruz Pokemon collaboration boards.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
They did fix that problem, thankfully, because Santa Cruz got a ton of hate mail. So now they are... It wasn't even available. Santa Cruz
that did it. Like, it's not their problem. It's idiots who buy them and trying to resell them.
So the problem with the Santa Cruz boards was the collaboration. It was decided by, I don't know who, but somebody decided to do a limited launch, meaning they're doing one drop and one drop only, and then they were going to stop printing.
Yeah.
And I know my local board shop got them, and they didn't even know they were coming, and they showed up. By the time the shop guy got there to open at 10 a.m., there was a line around the town.
Oh, small town.
Okay, small town, minor town. But it was a line around the town. It was so long for these boards, and they only got, like, six. And everyone lost it because a bunch of people who actually skate wanted these decks and couldn't get them because everyone knows Pokemon has money in it. And so they're all going and trying to bulk buy boards. And so Santa Cruz actually ended up saying, you know what, we're going to launch them again. It'll be fine, after a very large protest.
Yeah, I mean, the guys who own the Cape Collectibles, the sort I'm kind of partnered with.
Oh, they... I know. Someone rubbed it in my face.
Oh, did... Really?
Yes.
Ah, yeah. One of the owners, I guess?
To be honest, I don't know who any of them are. I just get messages once in a while.
Yeah, they decided to camp out at a skate shop, and they each got one. Yeah,
honestly, if it wasn't a gold, I would skate the deck. Not even gonna lie.
Yeah, I mean, so that's the thing. So like,
but all these are gonna live on a wall somewhere.
Yeah, it's not the first skateboard deck to come out that has Pokemon on it. There was that other one with Bear something. I forget his name. Or something. Bear Walker? Yeah, Bear Walker. There we go. They have a Gengar one. I freaking love Gengar. I'm not spending $500 Canadian on a stupid freaking deck. Mm-hmm. Just for, what, to hang on my wall? Because I don't skateboard. I mean, I'd probably break my leg if I tried to skateboard. So, yeah, I'm not going to spend $500 and then sit in the hospital bed for hours upon hours while I get my leg fixed. No, thank you. I'm pretty sure if I didn't die from then, my wife would probably kill me afterwards. That's the thing. So, like, I wonder just how messed up this Van Gogh thing is going to be. Because, like, people were... It looked like freaking Black Friday in the States from pictures that I saw of this museum in Amsterdam. People were, like, punching and kicking and grabbing people just so they could get their hands on this Pokemon merchandise. And I guarantee the majority of those people probably don't even know what a Pokemon is. Well, they just know, this stuff has money. You know, I can turn around and sell this. And, it cost me, I don't know, I'm throwing a number out there, $25 to enter this museum. Well, I'm going to turn around and get this item for free or for $25, $30, whatever. And then I'm going to turn around and sell it for a couple thousand, you know, decent payday. A lot of these people don't even know what Pokemon is. They looked older than my parents. Now, not to say that the older generation doesn't know what Pokemon is or doesn't collect Pokemon, because there is a ton of elderly people who collect Pokemon religiously and have fun doing it. It's a good way to interact with your children or your grandchildren. It's great to have something in common. When's it going to... I mean, Pokemon Company has a thing on their website where it prevents the bots, but not very well.
Not very well at all.
Yeah. It helps, but yeah. There's definitely severe flaws in it. They've got to do something because it's just ridiculous with how you can get a free promotional item and then some jackass is going to turn around and try and sell for $1,000 on eBay, and more times than not before he even gets the item from Pokemon Company. It's like I saw it personally on eBay. There was screenshots of people's orders and all they did was black out their information. It's like, oh, look, see, I have it coming to me. So if you want it, pony up $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like, you don't even have it in your possession. And that's actually one of the rules of eBay. You must have the item in your possession. But like, it's people like, oh, I have it coming. Well, yeah, maybe, maybe not. What happens if you get your package and all of a sudden the package is destroyed and that Pikachu's missing? You know, and then and someone paid $1,000. I guess you're shit out of luck. You're going to be refunding that $1,000.
Mm-hmm. And then some, because I think there's fines for it too.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's miniature things, minor things that eBay will do. I mean, they all say that, oh, we will shut down their account, blah, blah, blah. In hindsight, you can just make a new account. It's really not that hard. Yes, they restrict you from using that email account that you used to originally create the account. But guess what? You can have multiple email accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I've blocked people on eBay because they're scummy idiots, only for them to turn around and make a brand new account and try and order things from me. And thankfully, I keep a running tally of all the addresses of people who are really scummy. And so whenever I make a purchase or whenever someone makes a purchase from me, I always cross-reference that address with the people that I've banned. And if the address matches up, well, guess what? You get a refund, and then I'm just going to block that account. And I'll keep going. I don't care. I got all the time in the world. But going from stupid scammers and scalpers and all this crap to, we all remember Pokemon the movie 2000, Lugia, Moltres, the Legendary Birds. It was also the premiere of Ancient Mew and that beautiful card. Well, apparently there was a game and Nintendo actually created a cease and desist against this game. But now the game is back. But for how long? Because, I mean, Nintendo did a cease and desist the first time.
Nintendo hands those out like candy.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, Nintendo loves the cease and desist legal documents. They get a raging hard on every time they print off one of those things.
It's a copy and paste at this point.
Oh, basically, yeah. They just essentially change the name of from this person to this person. Here you go. You get one, and you get one. Hell, everybody gets one. So apparently, it's a in-browser game. It was developed as part of this major investment marketing gimmick dubbed the Pokemon the Movie 2000 Adventure. Now, the game was faced with the very unusual problem of being a little bit too successful to work out. As a playable 3D experience, which was pretty new at the time. I mean, back in the day, we all had, it was what, 8-bit, I believe, that we had for Pokemon Red and Blue and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So to have a 3D game was revolutionary, especially for Pokemon at the time. It allowed players to explore several islands, collect Pokemon, and use them to overcome environmental obstacles and evolve. So not even actually like gym challenges and stuff like that. It was more environmental. Now, although all this could be completed in a brief session, the technology was impressive for a free game at that time. Which quickly skyrocketed the game to popularity, and then Nintendo, however, seems to have seen the success as a concern. And even though the game was downloaded over a million times, it was shut down in its premiere thanks to a cease and desist letter. I mean, why not? So now, over two decades of on availability, the Pokemon Movie 2000 Adventure game is back on the scene thanks to the work of some dedicated fans. Now, of course, the circumstances of both its original removal and its return are chronicled in the last segment of a YouTube video titled, or from a YouTube channel called Did You Know Gaming, that covers a general overview of canceled Pokemon games. They received a comprehensive library of files from one of the game's developers, which archives who worked on restoring the Pokemon Garden game earlier this year as well. They're looking at making it a more modern, playable version, finally bringing back the promotional game from its grave. Now, of course, how long until Nintendo again decides, well, this game's getting a mil, 2 mil downloads. We didn't make it. Screw you. You're not going to make it anymore. Shut her down. But I don't know. Like, would this be something that you would be interested in playing? I mean, it's they're looking to modernize it, but at the same time, it looks like it's still kind of old technology, right? I mean, we've all had 3D games by now. They're a staple. I mean, hell, we're now looking at VR. So it would depend on how it looks, but I don't know. I personally think I would probably play it.
I might. I don't really know. I haven't looked too much into the older games in a while. I mean, I think it's interesting, but at the same time, I'm like, yeah, it kind of goes along with the whole ROM thing.
Yeah.
It's not really my style, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's not like an actual cartridge or anything. It's a in-browser game, which kind of reminds me of, like, back in the day of those old Flash games, the Adobe Flash.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it kind of reminds me of when I hear that kind of stuff. It's like, oh, that's cute. That's really old technology. But you're making it more modern, but it's still old technology. Yeah, I don't know. I would maybe play it, but I don't think it would put the time and effort into it as a more modern Pokemon game would.
True.
I mean, I just recently downloaded the DLC for Violet. I've been playing that thing religiously. Not necessarily progressing through the main storyline like I should be, but just running around catching all the Pokemon, trying to complete the Pokedex. I purchased like 200 Crick Balls. I'm just Crick Balling everything. And like 9 times out of 10, I'm getting crit catches as well. And it's pissing my wife off. Because she'll sit there on the couch beside me and I'll just effort.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The catch a Pokemon. She's like, what the hell are you doing? Why can't you just battle the damn thing? Because I'll kill it. I don't want to kill it. I don't want to go find another one. In fact, I caught a shiny in the DLC. It was a coughing. Shiny coughing. Up on the mountaintop or whatever. This was kind of cool. I turned on the game and I spawned there. And there was a shiny coughing just sitting in front of me. Right from spawn. I'm like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's cool. But then, stupid me, I thought that if I evolved it, it would somehow turn into a Galarian Weezing. I don't know why I thought that. But it evolved into just a shiny Weezing. I'm like, oh, I really want a Galarian Weezing, though. And it wasn't until my daughter turned to me and she's like, Dad, that's not how that works. Like, I know now. Like, it took me a second to click in, but I saw shiny. I thought, hey, Galarian. No, it's not the same.
Not the same.
I was very disappointed in myself. Although I heard rumors that you can catch Alolan Vulpix somehow.
Oh, really?
Apparently. There's a lady apparently in the game that has a low in Vulpix. I need to figure out how I get a low in Vulpix.
Must have it, yes.
Now, for the moment we have all been waiting for, time for a good old Pokemon battle. Now, of course, today is a bit different. We're going all out, all powerful legendaries. And, of course, one pseudo-legendary, because, you know, can't forget about the pseudos. Now, a little bit of a twist, though. So, we all know that I figured, you know what? AI, take the wheel. Try and make me win. And, of course, AI basically turned around and said, screw you. You're not my master. You're going to fail. Boy, did I ever fail. So, last week, or no, sorry, 2 weeks ago now, I chose to say, screw you, AI. I went on myself and I won. I almost swept you. Almost.
After so, how many losses, though?
That's not the point.
Oh, it's always the point.
No. So, you would think the more logical thing for me to do would be to hunker down, do a ton of research. I mean, come on, I've got a whole week extra now to try and figure this out, right? No, 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 no. Literally hours before we recorded, I ran upstairs from my basement, sat down on the couch beside my daughter and said, honey, pick my team. Here's a list of all the legendaries. Pick five of them. Here's a list of pseudo-legendaries. Pick one of them. She picked five. Legendaries, one pseudo, and then I sat there and said, okay, here's your six Pokemon, put them in whatever order you think. And so she put them in order, and I have to tell her tomorrow morning whether or not she won or not. And she's only a nine-year-old girl, so if Bambi smokes a nine-year-old little girl, I'm not held responsible for anything. Just saying. Bambi might be dead to my daughter.
Just I mean, hey, I just finished picking my team minutes before recording, so there's a chance.
Yeah, we're really, really good at time management, apparently.
Hey, it's getting done somehow, so I'm going to argue that we are.
You know what's going to happen? Eventually, you're going to be picking your team as we're doing the front half of the freaking podcast.
Actually, that's happened before.
Oh, dear God. God, we suck.
It gets done, though.
Yeah, as we're recording.
It's all in the details.
Yeah, the only way that could get worse is if you're completing the bottom half of your list as we're doing the top half of the list.
That's just cheating.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past you.
Hey, I play fair here.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to be nice and let you go first, since technically I didn't win last time. And, I mean, you had a week off. You also had a miserable day, apparently, the day that we were supposed to record. So I'll be nice and let you go first.
All right. Heading off the pack with Zekrom.
Oh, okay. That is a...
my little electric boy.
Ew. Well, okay. So, my first one is Hisuian Gudra. A dragon steel type.
Gudra. I just posted about a horrific Gudra card that I have.
So, I forgot about Hisuian Gudra because I was looking at the list of legendaries and my daughter picked the original Gudra, and I sat there for a second and I thought, well, what the hell is the difference between this Gudra and that Gudra? Because it didn't say Hisuian, it just said Gudra. But the only difference was dragon or dragon steel. So I had to look at it through the Pokédex and it's like, oh, it's Hisuian. I'm like, well, I like that one better because it has a better chance. So, of course, I'm 2 times weak against ground and fighting, which is neither of you. I'm resistant to normal, flying, poison, rock, bug, steel, water, grass, electric, and psychic, which you're electric. Funny how I'm not resistant to your... Actually, it's funny how I'm not weak against your dragon, which is, like, really fucked up. You're weak against dragon, ground, ice, and fairy, which is my dragon. You're resistant by a half to my steel.
Yeah, I think so, I took the L on that one.
I think so, yeah. You're 2 times weak against my dragon, but I'm resistant to your electric. I mean, technically, it doesn't say it, but I think it's because I have the secondary typing that maybe the dragon doesn't affect it, maybe? Because it has steel? Possibly, but... So, number two. So, number one, I picked, okay? Keep in mind, the rest of these, my daughter all picked. So, number two, I'm going to butcher this name, Ogrepan. The new grass type
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Grass type with weakness to flying, poison, bug, fire, and ice, resistance to ground, water, grass, and electric, which is kind of cool. I mean... It's the first time I've actually really seen that Pokemon or its stats. It's pretty nice.
It is. That's okay. I butcher my next name, too. It's Yvetal?
Yvetal,
thank you. Can never pronounce that one right.
Right, yeah. I mean, there's some really messed up ones. As I'm saying that, I freaking spelled it wrong. I started to type it, and then it came up as yellow squawkability.
Thank you, autocorrect.
Yay. Why? Why am I screwing that up?
Y-V-E-L-T-A-L.
There we go. Dark flying type. All right. I love that, because now that I have to basically cut all that crap out, that's great. So you're dark flying, 2 times weak against your flying. You're resistant to my grass. Yeah. You took that one.
I'll take the sweep.
Sweep?
That's a little bit of a sweep.
Okay, now. Okay. What did you get for number three?
Number three, I went with Eternatus.
Nice, lovely ad there. Poison dragon type. All right. Number three, I got... Oh, Jesus, Murphy. Suicune. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. I hate life. water type straight up. Weak against grass and electric, but resistance to fire, steel, water, and ice, which is none of you.
None of those are none of me.
Yeah. Okay, I'm 2 times weak against grass and electric. Jesus Christ. Okay. Well, you're resistant to my water, so I guess he would get the win on that.
Well.
God, this is freaking difficult as far as like, oh, there's no clear weakness or anything. This is freaking, God damn. All right. Number four for me. Ting Lu.
Oh, Ting Lu. I have a gold Ting Lu card.
Ooh. Actually, I think I do too.
Oh, man. These legendary names kill me sometimes.
I know, right? Like,
Lunala? Is that right?
Lunala?
Lunala.
Oh, Lunala? Or whatever.
L-U-N-A-L-A.
Lunala. Yeah, Lunala.
Lunala?
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know, there's going to be listeners. So many people are going to get real pissed off at us right now. Like, you call yourselves Pokemon fans? You can't even pronounce Pokemon names. You might as well be calling them Pokemans.
Pokemans.
All right, so you are a psychic ghost. I am resistant to your ghost and your psychic. You are 4 times weak against my dark.
Yeah, we're going to call that a loss right there.
Oh, that is a massive spank right there. So we are, oh God, we are tied up.
You love that?
Okay, what did you get for number five?
For number five, I went with Tyranitar.
T-tar.
Oh, T-tar boy.
Okay, okay, so there's your pseudo. Oh, okay, rock dark type. I went with Tapu Fini.
Oh, okay.
Well, I didn't. My daughter did. Water fairy type. I am weak against poison, grass, and electric, which is none of you. I am resistant to fighting bug, fire, water, ice, dragon, and dark, which is
one.
Mm-hmm. You are 2 times weak against my water and 2 times weak against my fairy.
Yeah, we'll take those L's humbly.
Yep. There we are. So now, this is where it all comes down to. Number six, literally. Whether or not I win or we freaking tie. Okay. Number six for me. I just had the freaking Pokedex pronounced for me because I screwed it up.
Glassdryer, the wild horse Pokemon.
Glassdryer. There we go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Glassdryer.
That's an oddball pick.
That's my daughter for you. She goes way outside the box.
I guess so. I went with Reshiram.
Ooh. And apparently I can't write. There we go. Reshiram. I started to write R-E and it just looked like a scribble. So yeah, dragon fairy type, or sorry, dragon fire type. Sorry. Okay, so I am just straight up resistant to ice. I'm weak against fighting, rock, steel, and fire. Yeah, you're fire. I'm an ice type, and you are definitely you take normal damage to ice, but because I'm 2 times weak against your fire, you would take the win on that one.
So now what do we do?
Right?
I mean, we can cut this whole next section out and quickly pick one more without telling each other who it is and then go from there.
Yeah, okay. You know what? Fine. Yeah, number seven. Okay, let's do number seven then. Okay, great. Now I got to use the back seven.
I know. I was like, I got to look this up now.
Okay. I have an idea, actually. That is not how I spell that. Okay. I have mine. Wait. Okay, yeah, you didn't pick it. Okay, thank God. I was like, oh, shit. Wait, did you pick this already?
Okay, I think I'm ready. All right. What'd you pull?
My number seven is Entei. Yeah.
That's a good pick. You know what? I kind of wish I had put Entei on mine, but I went with Tina. The Giratina.
Giratina.
How did you not see that coming? Come on.
Right, yeah.
I love my Tinas. My emergency picks are always going to be Giratina or Rayquaza.
Well, there you go. Maybe I'll just keep that in freaking mind. I started to write it, and what the fuck? Seriously? I started to write it, and then all of a sudden, all the Ogre Ponds came up.
Very nice.
So you're Ghost Dragon. All right. Let's see here. Ghost Dragon. I take normal damage to your Ghost, normal to your Dragon. On fire, you take... Seriously, nothing. What? Oh, you take half resistance to my fire. Yeah, okay. So you got the win on that one.
Yay
yeah.
for the Tina!
I mean...
It was pretty close. It was a good it was a good fight.
Yeah, I mean... For the fact that we had to go to sudden death, I mean... Well, that's a first.
I'm actually surprised that hasn't happened more often.
Oh my god, right? Yeah. But at the same time, I mean, at least my daughter knows how to pick decent Pokemon to, like, come evenly matched. I'm actually quite surprised.
She did well.
Yeah. And she knew how to pick the rotation as well, so that's kind of decent. But yeah, if you stick her in a TCG battle, she gets spanked almost immediately. So, there you go. And on that note, we say have a good day. We will see you again next week for another brand new episode of Poke Cave. Nope, not Poke Cave. Pokemon Cave. Wow. That's the next episode or next podcast. Take care, everyone.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.